Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work. Patrician. People love to talk about the tens of thousands of hopeful actors who come to LA every year in hopes of landing that one magical role in that one magical project that leads them to a career of other roles and other projects, also all magical. Some land in LA with fame as their goal. Others just want to work at a level above the one they can find back home. Still others understand that the work is the auditioning and that it may be years before they're getting invited into casting offices by habit rather than by the luck of the draw in what is often a huge numbers game. What no one ever really talks about, though, is the tens of thousands of hopeful actors who leave Hollywood every year or who stay in LA but no longer pursue acting even though that's what brought them here in the first place. No one really talks about attrition in this industry, and I think it adds a nice bit of perspective to the picture when we're thinking about our odds of making it to have this conversation. Yeah, we all develop our A-list playlists and bring in our favorite actors on every project. That's just a fact. And yes, a part of your job is to find your way on as many of those lists as possible. But actors often see that steady influx of new-to-town actors as competition for the too few slots available to actors not already in our mix. What I'm asking you to remember is that every time CDs open submissions on a breakdown, someone from our favorite actor files is MIA. It seems surprising to me every time, and I don't know why it's surprising, since I'm an actor turned anything other than actor myself, when a favorite actor isn't pitched on a new breakdown I release. I mean, I get that actors leave the biz, or leave the acting part of the biz, or leave town altogether, or take a little break, but it's still strange when actors I'm used to seeing on the submission screen every time are suddenly not there. At a little cocktail party recently, I asked one of my favorite agents how things were looking for my favorite of his amazing clients. Got a good pilot season planned? He's out, the agent replied. What? Out. Left the biz. Done. I was shocked. This was seriously one of the most naturally talented, compelling, delightful to work with actors I have ever known. I've cast him twice, and I'd planned on casting him many, many more times down the line. Was I wrong about this kid? What happened? Turns out he was just done, finished, got whatever it was he needed out of acting, parted ways with his super agent, and burned his headshots on a bonfire, just like that. The guy who had tested for 7 pilots last year is now out of the pool. Your competition, if you went up against this guy in the past, is suddenly not as fierce. Of course, another new-to-town hottie may have leapfrogged ahead of you and into that actor's spot, but that's a big maybe. You know, just by having stuck around another year, you're closer to the front of the pack on our list because we know what you can do. While attrition means the gradual, natural reduction in membership or personnel, it also means a rubbing away or wearing down. And I think it's important to remember the value in endurance in this industry. It's tough to weather some of what this business throws at us. There are entire packs of people who feed off the mistakes and missteps that you may make along the way. And when things are going great, watch out. That's when they'll really come out of the proverbial woodwork to try and wear you down. So just showing up and attempting a career as an actor every single day is a victory. It's not easy. There are many costs associated with this career choice, and there are days you'll wonder, why do I bother? Certainly, there's a lot to be said for packing it in and going home at the right time, and no one can fault you for being honest with yourself and making a difficult choice ever. But if you're not sure it's time to quit, find ways to stick it out. One of my favorite actors loves saying, never quit 5 minutes before the miracle. Now, how can you know that your career was about to jump a tier had you just held on another day, another week, another month, another year? You can't know. So if you do decide to become one of the thousands who leaves acting behind, don't second guess yourself. You'll make yourself miserable wondering what if, either way. Be really, really sure you're ready to be done, and then be done. But if you're the kind of person who's decided she's sticking with this crazy Hollywood thing no matter what, then really dig in. And every time you feel yourself thinking, this is too much, I should quit, remember that there's someone out there doing exactly that. And by sticking with it, you're closer in than you were a moment before. How do you survive attrition? I'd love to hear from you.
All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.